Good morning. It's Thursday, 21st of January. Our middle reading today is Psalm 38. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book once again. Brother Dudley describes David's sin and the way his enemies attack him over it, and then writes this. No attempt was made at self-vindication. No argument, but silence. Not just before them, his enemies, but before the Lord in humble recognition of his guilt. In the same way, the Lord Jesus, a sinless man, displayed this spirit before his accusers, as Isaiah writes in chapter 53, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Or Peter in his first epistle, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. So he held his peace before the high priest, and when questioned by Pilate, Jesus gave him no answer. David, like the Lord Jesus Christ, committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt answer, O Lord, my God. The pronoun thou is emphatic. As in other instances, it can best be expressed by repetition. Thou wilt answer. In contrast to the reviling of his adversaries, before whom he maintained a dignified silence, he looked to God to answer for him, to refute all the taunts and unjust allegations of his enemies. David committed himself to God and left him to answer, lest in seeking to justify himself he should give his enemies cause to find occasion against him, lest in magnifying themselves against him they should blaspheme the God he served. As far as he was concerned, his one desire was to be at peace with God. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin, as we read in verses 17 and 18. It is a perfect description of the process of repentance through which all who seek reconciliation to God must pass. We have an illustration of the process in the experience of Peter after he had denied the Lord. Mark records, and the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. In contrast to his own weakness, the depths to which he had sunk both mentally and physically, David's enemies remained strong and active, and most difficult of all to bear, although he had done them good and sought their welfare, they, with base ingratitude, sought only his hurt. His trust in God, however, remained unshaken. He despaired of himself, but never did he despair of God. So the closing words of the psalm describe the longing of his heart. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Thank you for listening to me.